Charter NPT stipulates the inalienable right to, of all parties to the NPT to develop research, production and use of nuclear energy for peaceful purposes. We fully respect this and at the same time wish to remind all states that this right in Article 4 is linked to the requirement of conformity with Articles 1 and 2 of the NPT. We therefore call on all states to limit the further development of the applications of nuclear energy for peaceful purposes to those applications not raising concerns for possible military applications. These concerns are particularly acute when it comes to nuclear power, when compared to other peaceful applications of nuclear energy. Any expansion of nuclear power necessarily increases the risk of proliferation with while applications in health, agriculture, imaging and physical measurement do usually not raise this risk. We therefore recall that full-scope safeguards accompanied by an additional protocol should be the minimum requirement and current standard for every nuclear program. Chair, climate change requires our utmost attention, but we mustn't be short-sighted in our attempts to mitigate its negative effects. Nuclear power is not the answer when it comes to finding an appropriate source of electricity. The comparatively low CO2 emissions of nuclear power do not compensate for disadvantages inextricably linked with nuclear power. Let me lay out again the three most obvious reasons. One, the safe and permanent disposal of spent nuclear fuel remains unresolved. To date, not a single repository for such waste is in operation worldwide. Even if such repositories would become operational in the foreseeable future, today's knowledge can hardly guarantee the safe enclosure required for hundreds of thousands of years. Two, we cannot completely exclude severe accidents from nuclear power plants involving large and early releases of radionuclides with significant adverse consequences, including contamination even on the territory of other countries. Three, there is only a limited supply of uranium and thorium available, and a nuclear fuel cycle does not exist so far. If there would be such a cycle, it would trigger more challenges regarding safety, security, and safeguards. Many more reasons exist, and they all underline a central point. Nuclear power is not compatible with the concept of a sustainable development. In our view, reliance on nuclear power is neither a viable nor a cost-efficient option to combat climate change. Both the polluter pays principle and the precautionary principle are grossly violated in nuclear power use. Chair, that being said, there is a huge array of non-power applications of peaceful nuclear science technology that we fully support and consider technical cooperation in these areas extremely beneficial. We continue to support this work as well as the ongoing modernization of the IAEA nuclear application laboratories in Cybersdorf, Austria. We will also continue to work with others to ensure that nuclear science and technology applications are implemented with the required due priority to and the concept of continuously improving nuclear safety. A key factor in this regard is also human resources development and comprehensive knowledge management. Chair, for those countries who decide to engage in nuclear power production, nuclear safety needs to be the central concerns at all times, and continuous investment in its improvements have to be guaranteed. This needs to be a comprehensive and ambitious approach, including, inter alia, such factors as adequately addressing physical aging. We welcome approaches to establish comprehensive and ambitious international nuclear safety standards and guidance that prioritize nuclear safety. Chair, nuclear power plants are not designed to withstand armed conflict. Yet despite the immense danger far beyond national borders, Russia has not only occupied Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, but it also has repeatedly endangered it by recklessly shelling its buildings, stationing military equipment there, and cutting its power lines. The IAEA's Director General has laid out five principles on nuclear safety and security at Ukraine's CNPP. Violating them, as Russia has done, is inconsistent with the IAEA safety standards and nuclear security guidance. There is no question. Attacking nuclear power plants and other nuclear facilities can have complex and potentially catastrophic humanitarian consequences, rendering these acts illegitimate under international humanitarian law. We continue to urge Russia to withdraw its military equipment and all personnel from the CNPP and return its full control to its rightful owner, Ukraine, and to refrain from any further acts incompatible with international humanitarian law. We are grateful to the IAEA's Director General Grossi and the IAEA staff for their tireless efforts and fully support their work. We have already contributed 1 million euros for the IAEA mission for safety and security in Ukraine and will continue to engage on this issue of crucial importance to nuclear safety and security for Austria and far beyond. Chair, faced by existential crisis from climate change to threats with nuclear war, sober analysis is needed. When it comes to Pillar 3, we fully respect the sovereign and free choice of all states regarding their energy production. But these decisions must be made in full view of all implications, also for those beyond national borders. And whenever the Austrian environment and people are potentially negatively affected, we will of course continue to raise our concerns. I thank you.